This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bob Barnes was watching a two-minute clip for TV viewers that shows Biden's latest groping. There's some new videos of him uncontrollably groping little girls, telling them they're pretty. You got an interesting term you use for it. We'll talk about next segment. We'll play that clip again for the full radio and TV audience. But we're not just mechanically defending Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King has been dead, what, 50-something years?
Oh, yeah, 1968 was when he was killed.
So how long is that?
That's good. That's 51 years now.
So
it was 51 years last April.
He's been dead 51 years, and then they just say all this has gone on with this whole – and now they're saying, like you said, he's the new Harvey Weinstein with no proof. That's why we have statute of limitations, why we have all this. And you brought up group invites white women – because there's the other side of this, to voluntarily attend race-shaming dinners. This is NewsWars.com. Spread this article, folks. A group headed by a former congressional candidate is offering private dinners. And again, this article is important, but this is just par for the course. Exclusively to white women, where they are lectured about how racist and supremacist they are, even if they don't realize it. So this is just sensitivity training, which is race-based brainwashing. And then it shows, we can show the article, it has graphics in it, crying black women saying, just because you're a woman doesn't mean you're as special as I. You then compete to be a greater victim, and your whole world is about how you're this poor baby cake. And then meanwhile, blacks are fighting for all the world to get here. You've got New York Times, you know, board members saying whites are subhuman. They're really trying to convert minorities into foaming at the mouth racists who feel good about it. Not even racist from a superiority perspective, but racist because you've enslaved me perspective. And then you've got people adopting this. What do you think, in the 2 minutes we have to break, the end game here is, Robert Barnes?
Well, what you see is that they're looking historically, and you look at King. King was able to be a counterbalance to the Black Panthers, who were mostly basically just gang members disguised as a political organization who used the political excuse to commit crime with immunity and impunity. It's what radicalized David Horowitz. David Horowitz used to be a hardcore lefty. Now he's one of the leaders of the intellectual political right. And the reason for that is because of the horrors he witnessed with what the Black Panthers did in San Francisco, kidnapping, other forms of violent crime, extortion, etc. And so what you see with King is King presents a historical counter-narrative to the leftist agenda. It's a unifying agenda. It's an American-rooted agenda. It's a Constitution-based agenda. King was very much about unifying people in the name of a conservative tradition in general, and by appealing to our constitutional history, and by particularly saying all and very patriotic, that because I'm an American, because I'm a man, I should have the same rights as all men and as all Americans. It was not a reparations-based appeal. It was not a victim-based appeal. It was not a poor me, pity me appeal. It was not a give me special rights appeal. It was give me equal rights appeal. Because it rooted in Americanism and rooted in constitutionalism, you can't achieve these sort of shame dinners where you're combining diversity training with a censorship, confessional, inquisitorial model of let's tell everybody about how a horrible person you are. Because
this is 50 Shades of Grey. This is Come Get Beat Up.
Exactly. You're 50 shades of white. Confess how terrible you are. And in that world, Martin Luther King can't exist because Martin Luther King presents a counter narrative that says we're
and
all great.
And that's why they're
Americans.
What's that term you use? Just any means, any.
They will use any means possible for any purpose possible to achieve their destruction of their agenda. And if that means the propagation of their agenda means destruction of individuals.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to give the number out, and I want to take your calls for constitutional lawyer, civil rights lawyer, Robert Barnes. I'm Alex Jones. But specifically on what's happening with the attempt of all these fake investigations against Trump, what you think ought to happen, listeners, Trump going on the offense, what's that going to look like, how will the deep state strike back, all the leftist race baiting, maybe Jared Kushner goes to Bilderberg, I think because the tree bites fruits. I mean, Trump goes to these other globalist confabs, we're taking these over. We were just exposing Bilderberg and what was going on. World government's out in the open now. But give me your take on all of that. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Just address your question to Robert Barnes. 877-789-2539 on this live Global Friday edition. By the way, I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Maybe, you know, tell us me.
Sure.
Everybody loves you, Bob. You're great. You'll be with us for 2 hours on Sunday as well at the War Room coming up 3 o'clock today. Nick Begich hosts the fourth hour as well, but I want to take your calls. There's so much news, though, and we're just getting into Martin Luther King. We're getting to Joe Biden here, but like you were saying during the break, they've collectively only tuned into media like MSNBC and CNN that defends the system. And so they're in true echo chambers. I go and see what my enemies are saying. I go and see. I don't even really care what people that are supporting me say. They're great. I love you. You're like oxygen. But I don't want an echo chamber. I'm trying to see what they're saying about me so I know what's going on or what they're up to. But I look at these establishment people. They are in their own bubble. Pelosi's a stammering idiot for 5 years at least. AOC's a complete moron. Now they say any videos criticizing Pelosi got to be taken down. Biden can't keep his hands off other men's wives, children. Then he tries to spin it. Now there's a new video out. We'll play this compilation, and then we'll play the new video. For radio listeners, you know, we'll kind of go through it. But you've all seen the footage. But this is compulsive. This is neurotic. I dated a really nice lady that was a paralegal. She later became a lawyer when I was growing up in Dallas. And I knew her when I was in college. She was a few years older than me. And she would just tell me the joke about her boss, who had all these letters and was this big lawyer and made all this money, but occasionally he would eat boogers in front of you. He would just pull a booger out. He couldn't help it. He'd eat it. He kind of sneak it, but he ate it. And she would make jokes about it. And one time I went to dinner with him, and he ate the booger in front of me, in front of his wife. He ate a booger. Now, I'm not being funny here. That's a little level of psychosis and insanity. Imagine you're Joe Biden. And people walk up and are like, they're grabbing little kids, rubbing, smelling them. I mean, if it was your uncle and you're doing it to the daughter, that's a little, you know, creepy. Yeah, there's footage of other people eating boogers. It's kind of elitist thing. George W. does it, too. I quit doing it when I was about three. I have a rare memory. Remember about three and, like, I ate a booger and it's got, like, sand in it. Like, God, that tastes bad. I'm going to stop eating those. But seriously, I've eaten boogers. I just admitted it. So tell all. Maybe I should go to this group initiates white women to say they're racist and bad. I should go and admit I've eaten boogers at age three. But, Bob, I'm taking you to the next level here. But seriously, Pelosi, Biden, we're going to play these clips. What do you make of this?
So with Biden, it's a compulsive behavior, and it's quasi-pedophilia behavior. I mean, if you look at where he's moving his hands on little girls' bodies, I'm sorry, that's not normal. That's not like...
It's what you do to your wife if you think she's in the mood to get her in bed.
Oh, exactly.
It's very
sexualized behavior. This is not normal behavior by any stretch of the imagination. People said, oh, it's just like your weird uncle. And I was like, well, if your creepy uncle has been convicted of pedophilia, maybe. I mean, that's the kind of behavior that it is. And the fact that he can't stop doing it, even though it's been become high profile, and the fact that he does it repeatedly when he knows the cameras are on him, gives you a sense of how compulsive it is. I mean, it's like he cannot control himself, cannot stop himself, cannot prevent himself from doing the behavior that all of us should be deeply disturbed and unsettled by. This is not normal. This is another attempt to normalize bad behavior. But the media's attempt to brush over this, the media's attempt to excuse it, the media's attempt to justify it is like Vox and Salon trying to say, well, pedophiles are normal and they just have maybe a little mental issue. No, they're perverts who present an imminent threat of danger to young children. And Biden's behavior is obsessive and it's compulsive. In a way that is dangerous for a public politician who's been in the public eye to continue to do this.
By the way, we're not even showing the bad footage. It was during the break you saw when we were running. It was really powerful. And there's a new video we can show in a minute. We'll play the audio where he tells the young girl, man, you're really pretty.
Oh, exactly.
Now, I mean, again, if I had an uncle or a cousin with one of my daughters rubbing them like that, saying you really are pretty, I'd say, hey, do I need to break your neck? Are you a pervert or something? I mean, obviously. Well, actually, people turned a blind eye to this. I have family friends, and about 10 years ago, I'm at this party, and this guy was married to my friend's sister, and the dude was hitting on the 14-year-old girl right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my friend, I said, you know, he's hitting on this little girl. This was his uncle's daughter or whatever. And he said, oh, no, it's fine. Later, it turned out he had sex with her, all this stuff, about a month later. But it's crazy.
Oh, exactly. I mean, when I've seen that behavior, I've cussed it out. When I've been at weddings or other events where you have somebody that's there that you don't want and that you is not part of your family or anything else, this behavior is just completely unacceptable behavior, called out the behavior. So the idea...
Well, it's incredibly obvious.
Exactly. I mean, this behavior is not... This is not trying to make a kid comfortable. This is not... It's not even Michael Jackson behavior, right? I mean, Michael Jackson was more... he wanted to be a 12-year-old kid hanging out with someone. This is deliberately... Touchy, handsy.
And he does this control thing where he holds them and he rubs their cheek.
He does it in. He does.
I mean, I've got three daughters. I've never sat there and like held them and like started rubbing them and just like.
Well, it sort of reminds me of the Quentin Tarantino Pulp Fiction.
That's
dialogue.
Completely sexual the way he just rubbed her cheeks.
Completely, like they're describing in the Quentin Tarantino's movie Pulp Fiction about why you wouldn't necessarily give a foot massage to somebody else's wife because of certain things. The things he's doing
exactly.
Is even more
There's
intimate.
Certain things that are just as intimate as.
Just look at the
going
behavior.
Down on your wife. I mean, seriously, your wife better be in the right mood when you do that under the cheek thing. I mean, this is like seriously
correct.
This is like very
it's invasive. It can be invasive. It's because it's so intimate that if it's not welcome or not wanted, you better know. And all of these things.
Yeah. So let's be clear. Your wife, you've had sex with 500 times. 1,000 times, if you don't do it just right at the right time, the way he's doing this, they would reject it. This is very sexual.
Great, exactly. Because otherwise it's invasive. Because that's the nature of true intimacy. It's invasive if it's not approved, if it's not consensual. And the way to look at it is, if you look at this behavior, is this something you would do with your wife or your girlfriend? Or would it be
And the kids are always trying to get away.
And look, he's
just like drag queen story time, where they're convicted pedophiles, and they don't even tell the parents. They bring the kids in and set them on these guys' laps, and the kids are fighting to get away.
The other thing
is grabbing them by the arm.
Not only that, it's almost disproportionately girls. Like the original excuse.
Oh, is there any video, boys?
Almost none. And that gives you a sign. Like, I mean, like here.
Oh, look at
notice. He doesn't do that to the boy. Right. So he knows of this difference. He knows of this distinction. So this is not. It's not just the hair sniffing. know, routine with everybody's wife. You know, to be honest with you, that I would find, you know, an irritating, but I wouldn't find.
If I was good buddies with somebody and they kissed my wife on the cheek or patted her on the ass, I'd still be like, okay, he's just familiar. And he kind of, but somebody you don't know, they're like, hey, dude, what are you doing?
But if they did that to my daughter when she was that age, it would be a different reaction.
Well, sure, but he does that to like full grown women. He'll grab him and set him on his lap, and dudes get pissed.
I mean,
yeah, there he is, rubbing a breast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, there's nothing about that that's normal. He never does that to any boy. So this isn't some like weird thing.
This
he
is
grew
an
up
out
with.
Of control pervert.
Correct. That's so compulsive in his behavior that even when he
and
knows
what is
he's
putting
being
the head to him and like the smelling him.
That for him is his man. He loves hair and he's very intimate about the way he does it. And that's why he's soft. I mean, notice the soft touch. I mean, these are not the kind of touches.
And the other thing is he gets real excited while he's doing it.
You don't see, like, in contrast it to the coverage of Trump with his daughter. Like, if Trump just pats his daughter on the back, they say, oh, that's somehow weird or perverted. This is what's weird and perverted. Random.
I was about 14 years old, and one of my dad's cousins was over, and she was good-looking, hot blonde. She's probably like 30 years old. And, man, her husband was there, nice guy. We've been out shooting everything. He's a lawyer. I've been out there with her, four friends, but, man, I slapped her on the ass, and it was sexual. And he kind of looked at me and said, hey, you better watch it. And she laughed, but he was like, and that I'm a 14-year-old slapping a full-grown woman on the ass, and he was kind of like, hey, Jim, you better watch it.
Right.
Because it was sexual, and I couldn't help it. It's unbelievable. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Program the Clintons and the Chi-Coms once shut down. Thanks to you standing with us. We're still here. Thank you. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Your phone calls are coming up next segment. During the break, I was back in the coffee room where somebody bought donuts and I just inhaled two of them. Stop it! Even though I appreciate it. I was back to get a cup of coffee and ate two donuts and I was watching Fox News on Perino's show, and they had a new CBS interview with Bob Barr, and the Attorney General, and he's like trying to overthrow a president, lying about it, setting him up, trying to say that you're going to overthrow an election. That's the tyranny here. We shouldn't be talking about impeaching Trump. There's no evidence. He said this whole system is in danger. It's out of control. Our DVR crashed. Maybe we'll have it later, but I'm sure the clip's everywhere. I would just pull up Bob Barr on CBS. It's all over the place. Talk about Bob Barr a little bit, because I know you've studied him and others, and I've talked to some people I know that are patriots in the Pentagon and in a three-letter agency who are actually good people who have history of being whistleblowers, some on air from the CIA, some that haven't been on air. They said, no, Barr's actually been good for a long time at trying to stabilize things and actually going after corruption. Now, maybe that's not entirely true. I think the jury's still out. But regardless, what the left's done is so dangerous, even to the power structure, that at some level it's got to be dialed back just from their perspective. But here's the Hill article. Professor who correctly predicted 9 presidential elections says Trump will win in 2020 unless Democrats impeach. An American University professor correctly predicted the last 9 presidential elections says President Trump will win the 2020 election unless congressional Democrats grow a spine, which he's pushing him to do. Alan Lichtman, a political historian, said Democrats only have a shot at the White House if they begin impeachment proceedings against Trump. Do you think that's true? And where do you think this goes?
I think Lippman's wrong. I mean, I think Lippman wants it to be that way. What it is, Lippman has a subjective component and an objective component. Because I've studied all of these because I've been one of the prime successes at betting presidential politics now going on 20 years.
Well, they say you're the guy that does the biggest bets on presidential elections.
Correct. I'm the most successful American political bettor, according to the UK Times.
So our headline should be, top political bettor calls 2020.
Correct. And the 2020 is Trump's going to win. Like I predicted last year, I said that Trump was trading at 2-1. I said it's a good time to buy him because he'll be at least 1-1 by the time 2019 rolls around, and he already is. So right now, he is the favorite. He's the even money favorite. Truth is, he's in my view, a 95% favorite. So historically, when someone has his economic numbers, when someone has his security around the world, when you have a good economy and a safe country, both of which he has helped create by his policies.
And his energy ideas, and his gravitas up against 20-something crypt keepers?
Exactly. Not only that, the second measurement is if the Republican Party was meaningfully split. So if his base had turned on him, then he would be in trouble. His base is completely aligned with him. He continues to advocate for the positions that got him elected, did so yesterday by imposing tariffs on Mexico as long as immigration remains a problem. And Mexico within 24 hours was calling for a conference to discuss how they could meet the president's objectives. So you have the North Korea wanting to reignite peace talks. So you have China at the table to discuss meaningful trade reform that will protect American jobs. So he's done things that other presidents have promised but failed to deliver on. And so
people just don't have a sense. They know the power structure's pissed. A lot of things have gotten better. Trump clearly is trying, and that's really all people are looking for.
Absolutely. And so, historically, when the incumbent presidential party is not meaningfully divided, the incumbent has won every single election in American political history. The third thing that happens, so you have the economy good, you have the country safe, you have the party not, the party base happy, excited, want Trump to keep going. And the third part is the party in opposition tends to look at their field and say, not look for who would make the best president. They look at their field and say, who's the most politician of the bunch? So that's how you get Bob Dole in 1996. That's how you get John Kerry in 2004. That's how you get Mitt Romney in 2012. Nobody ever looked at any of those guys and said, oh, that person's so naturally a president. Instead, they looked at him and said, that guy reminds me of a politician.
And exactly. You look at Trump, you go, leadership.
Exactly.
You go, that's president. And the whole world sees it. That's John Wayne. I mean, it's like big. It's like, and he's delivering.
Exactly. What happens is the party in opposition feels so much fear over the incumbent. They think the incumbent's definitely going to win. And sometimes it's a conscious fear. Sometimes it's an unconscious fear. In Lippmann's case, it's a conscious fear. That's why he's advocating for things to make up standards that don't exist, to propagate a different theory of the election when his own data says...
I totally agree. And everybody knows truth when they hear it. So... how do they counterstrike? Because they are counterstriking. All the fake investigations, Antifa, activated terrorists, assassination.
If they were smart, they would put a message out there that would persuade the public audience. They would put a message out there that would re-up Trump and be Trump.
A
audience.
Positive. Instead, it's only negative.
Correct.
Like America sucks. We're all racist. It's over.
Contrast it to what happened in Sweden. So Sweden, the party on the left, decided to embrace the most restrictive immigration reforms in history. And they were able to regain power because they changed their policies on immigration.
They did what the people wanted.
Exactly. Bernie Sanders just went back to his 2015 position on immigration and said it was a Koch brothers conspiracy to drive down wages in America, that he would actually have a viable chance against the president. In a re-election bid, because then his immigration position would be no different than Trump's and be equally aggressive, and then he could pitch his different ideas to make the world a safer, a better place. But instead, as long as they're focused on Trump, and this Trump understands, if they're talking about him, he's winning. And so if they're talking about impeachment, if they're talking about efforts to take him out...
He gets it, though. He's taking the oxygen out of their paradigm.
Correct. The real threat Trump faces right now is not so much from the Democratic Party. They're dead men walking. It's the deep state. The deep state will not accept being targeted for all of their bad conduct and malfeasance and misfeasance in the 2016 election, for their misdeeds during the Mueller inquiry investigation. Mueller was a shot across the bow not to help Democrats, but to help the deep state use the Democrats in the House in order to counteract the Trump's Spygate inquiry. That's what all of that is about. So his biggest adversary right now is it's not Kim in North Korea. It's not China trying to do what they're doing. It's not the Democratic Party domestically, who are dead men walking. It is in whatever they say about Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she looks like a dead person talking. So it's none of them. It's the deep state. And that means he needs to go at that's who is his enemy. Those are the people sabotaging.
The people not getting the agenda through.
Exactly.
Taking papers off his desk. He ordered just totally constitutional that Brennan lose his security clearance. Didn't lose it 2 months ago.
Exactly. So it's the politicized parts of the spy network that are using that power. I mean, that led Snowden to become a whistleblower because he saw where it was going. Even with the president he liked in Obama, he realized how dangerous this was going to be politicized.
I totally agree. We're going to calls. Let's get into worst case scenario when we come back, because we've had what, four American presidents assassinated? Is it five?
I'd have to go back and look. You've had some shot at and some successfully killed. So the numbers vary based on that.
Yeah, like exactly. Like Teddy Roosevelt got shot in the chest, still gave a speech.
Right. Reagan got shot, survived. They tried to kill Roosevelt, but he survived.
I think it's four dead, three shot. Well, if you count the other Jackson, he got shot and stabbed. He wasn't.
Correct. That's true.
Anyways, they're going to try to kill the president. These globalists don't give up. And so I think everybody needs to know. They can do a truck bomb, say jihadis did it.
They've been doing too much positive publicity of people who've done violence on the White House lawn or near it.
And that's right. They're signaling.
They're greenlighting.
Exactly. They're triggering it. They're greenlighting. Let's talk about worst-case scenarios. And the left's only thinking one-dimensional. If you kill him, do you guys have any idea what happens to you? My God.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans. But almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watson has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com,
because
that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and
Newswars.com.
There you go. We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, and shattered from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound.
Why are we seeing all this happen? And I got to tell you, there's a lot of powerful, corrupt people in this world, but Hillary Clinton was able to sycophantically get all these college heads, all these corporate heads to worship her. And still, when she goes out on the road and she goes to universities, the people act like Jesus Christ just landed in the flying saucer. This is an incredibly boring, stupid, evil woman, in my view. She has a criminal intelligence, but that's about it. Bob Barnes, smart constitutional lawyer, civil rights lawyer. What do you think the mystery of Hillary Clinton is? Just briefly, I want to go to calls. And what happens if they do successfully assassinate Trump? And what are other wild cards, as you've said a year ago, and now it's being borne out by political analysts and others, Trump's 95% chance is going to win. So the Democrats' only desperate measure is to try to impeach, even though that makes him more likely to win. And instead of giving up, they just lie even more, bully even more, and that doesn't make people give in to them. It only makes people get more staunchly hardline.
Exactly. If they were smart, they would figure out, they would just concede he's going to win re-election, sort of like Tip O'Neill did in 1983 with Reagan, and look at areas where they could work together to achieve mutual objectives that would allow the Democrats to maintain some degree of power base either in the House or the Senate. That would be the smart move. They're not making the smart move because, first of all, they're a party that's completely discordant, can't agree amongst each other. You have a radical young left that wants to take a sort of cultural Mao revolution to its older generation and just wipe them out literally and figuratively. You see that when you see the millennial left and the new left going after people like Martin Luther King. When they're doing that, then you have a sense that they have no sense of boundaries, no sense of limits.
No bottom.
Exactly. No restriction. There is no gut. There is no bottom to their gutter. Their ethical gutter keeps going past the levels of hell. And so when they're willing to do that, when they're ready to do that, then that means that they have no sense of boundaries, no sense of constraint. For example, for them to be pushing.
They're not self-aware.
Absolutely. Pushing impeachment is counterproductive. All it will do is it will keep the focus on Trump. So that's what Trump wants, number one. Number two, in fact, they've done the surveys on this. The reason why Pelosi didn't talk about impeachment for the last 6 months of 2018 is because their survey showed that whenever the word impeachment was mentioned, Trump support went up. And not only that, Republican support goes up in the House. And voting Republican in the House, voting Republican in the Senate. And the reason for that is they're going to see the House and the Senate is completely useless in Democratic hands because all they did is try to distract and detract from the president's agenda, which is very popular throughout the country. That's why Trump uniquely has higher job approval ratings on substantive issues than he does in general. And that reflects that the people like his policies. Usually when you have someone like Obama, so a lot of people wanted to like Obama, so they would give him high job approval. But when you asked him about his policies, it would tank. With Trump, it's just the opposite. Because his personality is controversial, it's his policies that they're so happy about, where he's getting huge approval on the economy, on national security, on immigration. These areas are going off the charts. So they cannot compete with him on the policy agenda. So if they were smart, they would try to co-opt some portion of that policy agenda. They would say, hey, we can be useful. We can work together with the president to have an industrial plan that rebuilds America, that has an infrastructure budget that helps rebuild America. Areas where they have common cause with the president. Come to terms on the immigration issues rather than continuing to use the judges to wage lawfare against the president. I mean, the president has been subject to more injunctions against his executive policies than all the presidents in the 20th century combined.
And I love how some people still on the internet because the left's funding from below and above. Oh, he's establishment. Oh, he's a new world order. Yeah, that's why they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off. No, Trump's not perfect, but he's really trying to be the president and not doing what they say. Doesn't mean everything he does is perfect. We're only human, but he's not taking orders, and that's the issue.
No doubt about it whatsoever. You wouldn't have had the deep state wage a two-year war against him if
we
had been better.
Think about that. I mean, we have a president actually calling the shots. That didn't happen halfway since Reagan.
No doubt. And when's the last time you had a president live on national television talk about the military security complex trying to be a war-raging machine that he's fighting against? I mean, Eisenhower waited until he was about to leave office.
That he's telling everybody.
Exactly.
He's not against the military. He's against interests.
Exactly. He's saying that, you know, the soldiers he completely supports, and it's because he supports those soldiers that he's not going to put them in harm's way unnecessarily or fight stupid, useless wars. You haven't seen him go into Venezuela. He wants Venezuela to change, but he's not going to risk American lives to do it. He wants Russia to change in certain ways, but he's not going to risk American lives to do it. He wants Syria to be in a different political position, but he's not going to risk American lives to do it. He had said the only thing he was going to risk American lives for was to stop and suppress and squelch ISIS, and that's what he did. He did in 2 years what Obama said couldn't be done, period. And that was to wipe out ISIS off the face of the earth. And ISIS is an organization that, if you understand it, unlike Al-Qaeda, it has to go governed territory to have political viability and appeal. Without territory, it has no viability and appeal because of their ideology.
And that famous footage of Trump 2 years ago when the Marine's hat blows off in 100-mile-an-hour wind, it shows the good OCD. He doesn't like seeing collapsing cities. He doesn't like seeing poor people. He doesn't get off like leftists do. All these articles, they admit, typhus, black plague, leftist cities collapsing worse than Guatemala. And the left, why are they doing that to their cities?
Well, it's because it's control. You know, you have to have an excuse and a pretext for state control and for government control and for cultural control of their ideas. That's why you have to disown Martin Luther King and defame Martin Luther King. That's why you have to create viruses and diseases and create excuses. It was part of one of the criticisms of the medical industry. It's one of the only industries that makes more profit the more they make people sick. Right, they have no economic interest in people actually being healthy all the time. Because if people are healthy all the time, they have no need for medical services. Definitely no need for pharmaceutical services, for certain kinds of surgical services, for certain kinds of treatment services. So it builds, it has an economic interest and incentive in people being diseased in the same way that alcohol companies benefit from alcoholism, that gambling companies benefit from obsessive gambling disorders, that the drug dealers benefit from addiction. So they don't have an incentive to that aligns with the public interest.
So it's like planned obsolescence. I want to go to calls from Carlos and Brian and Matt and Chris and Pat, you and Joey and Lee and George and Jacob and Jefferson. We got a lot to get done today, and we have big baggage coming up. We may take a little bit of his time, maybe the first 5 minutes, but then we're going to pull the ejection pin here. But as we go to break, I'm going to rampage your calls, George and then Joey and then Chris and then Brian and Carlos. And Jefferson, when we come back, we'll write to you for two segments, but just briefly. Again, I'm going to break this down. You don't go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're not on air. And I'm not bitching and complaining. I'm in your hands. It's my destiny lies with you. And I think your destiny lies with me. So it's a symbiotic relationship. We have a big sale that's got to end after this weekend because some of the products are set to sell out. We have 50% off the ultimate turmeric formula, bodies, all the great things it does for inflammation in your body. That is at InfoWarsStore.com. You have MycoZX, that's the next level probiotic that actually targets the mold, the candida, the yeast in your gut. Incredible. There's a number of folks that have 60% off. Now we have TurboForce, that's just long, clean, 10-hour energy is really what it is. With all the cofactors, everything else, that's 50% off. And we have the chocolate peanut butter and vanilla and chocolate, coconut, protein bars that are high-end bars at a very low price. Those are 40% off. Those are now back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site that has the books, the videos, the water filtration, the emergency radios, all the cool stuff, the knives, the optics. That's the big general site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you into that site directly to all the nutraceuticals. And this shirt is now available for pre-order. It's made in the USA. It's being printed and produced right now. It's a classic NASA design of that shirt I wore on Joe Rogan's. Everybody thought it was so great. They said, where'd I get that shirt? Okay, well, we got one with an American flag, but it says Space Force, established 2020, 1776. So it's an original, and it's pre-ordered right now, and you help fund, and it's a designer shirt. Super high quality fabric, and it helps fund the InfoWars. So this is something special. It's limited edition. Thanks for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jones here, back live with Robert Barnes. I'll be back this Sunday in studio with Bob riding the shotgun with me, 4 to 6 p.m. The War Room's coming up. The first, Dr. Nick Baggage. But we're one of your calls right now. Thanks for holding on this live Friday edition. We're going to go to Jefferson, Matt, and others right now. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for letting me on. Happy Friday.
Thank you, sir.
My question for Mr. Barnes is, we have to all agree, I think, that social media has become a ghetto because they changed the rules arbitrarily. And it would seem to me the president should have the power to threaten them with a kill switch, saying we need to set up a hands-off list of a certain number of people that have been suspended or outlawed and put them back, reinstate them and say you have to leave them alone. They don't have to live by your terms of service. They just have to live by FCC rules or some stated rule that's already written down.
No question. I mean, the president has the power through the purse and the power of other mechanisms to do it. So, for example, the president could say that nobody's going to receive any form of federal funding directly or indirectly, whether it be tax benefits, whether it be immunity under Section 230, or whether it be direct federal government contracts, unless they apply the same viewpoint non-discrimination rules that exist for other kinds of
contracts. Oh, if big tech was censoring leftists, this would never happen. But they
absolutely
know conservatives are like, we're free market. Companies can do anything they want. No, not when they're bigger than governments and have been lying and have been lying on their contracts and are operating as oligopolies.
I think the president has been building to the point where the public can accept that when he takes dramatic action, it's necessary action. So, like, he waited for a while to do anything about college free speech. He waited till it built and built and built and built. And then when he acted, people said, well, he had to act. He had no other choice.
He's letting it ripen.
Correct. But he's going to need to do it before 2019 ends or early in 2020, because all of this is about manipulating the 2020 election outcome. He only faces, in my view, two threats. What are the 5% chance he can lose? The deep state taking him out, or social media manipulating the election results. Those are his only two threats, and those are the two he's got to be focused on through 2020.
And again, he's 72 years old. His son is smart when it comes to the internet. Trump's like, oh yeah, that's the internet. He doesn't get, hey, every day there's 50 times the audience of Fox News in political debate. It's you, Trump. It's your clips that would have been magnified to new people that are being blocked. You shouldn't care about the geriatric Fox audience.
No doubt, because in fact, when they did a deep study, the Harvard and other people looked at what social media overlapping networks really created the Trump machine. And they identified two sources, and it was you and Breitbart. And they said it was outside, and they said Fox really only existed in this world. It was a whole different world, which had you and Breitbart as the center, and outposts of it is like Gateway Pundit, CERN.
So exactly. We're like the fire bases launching the tentacles out.
Correct, exactly.
And Trump has allowed those to be basically curtailed. We're trying to fire tentacles out as best we can, but...
Correct, exactly. The problem is they're limiting the ability for you to reach people who don't already know about you or who don't know about your news. And that's what you were able to do through this sort of networking of 12 degrees of separation. All these people would rely upon what you did to distribute your information.
But our listeners can still override all that by just being more earnest, more focused.
Precisely. As long as they continue to act in dissident ways, wear their own Guy Fawkes mask of a kind, in this case an Alex Jones mask, by doing so in the social media space.
Oh, you had a great idea at that meeting this morning. We should have an actually thick, nice Guy Fawkes, Alex Jones mask, not just the little Halloween ones we put out that are like super cheap, but a nicer one. Yep. So that, because the new Guy Fawkes is Alex Jones. I'm not trying to be famous or cool.
It's the reality.
It's true. In the third dimension, they go, oh, look, Jones is bullhorning the White House. How pathetic, Raw Story said, and so did Media Matters. Because it's not pathetic. They're scared of us in the third dimension, so they want to tell us it's pathetic when you were all over the news. Just so happened Jack Dorsey was there. We didn't plan that. Oh, it was so credible that the president listened and said, see, Jack? Oh, it was so dumb that you protested. No, we hit a royal flush.
Absolutely.
What's even better than a royal flush? I had no idea the meeting was happening then. Only time I ever bullhorned in the White House is when they're having a censorship meeting, and Trump and them thought I'd been tipped off. I later met with the U.S. intelligence the next day, an intelligence agency. They're like, so who told you? I'm like, no, I just showed up then.
Precisely.
But they're telling me how weak I am.
Oh, of course. And they're going to do that. And the goal is sort of a mind trick on the audience to get the audience to not support the network, to not participate. I mean, every time...
Well, they're going to call victory defeat.
Absolutely. And they need the audience to not do it, because they need the audience to believe they don't have the power. If they believe they don't have the power to change the world, then they can stop the audience from changing
the
world.
Like the Einstein Institute said.
Exactly. That's their whole thing. I mean, all those color revolutions, velvet, orange, rose, you heard about in Eastern Europe, all of those were founded by the ideas spread by the Einstein Institute to dissidents in Eastern and Central Europe that reminded them that the four pillars of public power actually had underneath it a fifth pillar of power, which was public opinion and public perception.
Beautiful set.
Their own power.
Jefferson, thank you so much. Let's go to Matt. Let's go to Matt in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex Jones, what up? You are the man. Bob Barr, what's up, man? Hey, Info Planet, we're winning. And Bob, the question is there any way that we could have a class action lawsuit against Twitter? Because I was part of a bunch of the meme war competitions, and I posted a bunch of stuff, and I was just like, why is nobody ever seeing any of this stuff? Turns out my logo was said Trump on it, Trump Strong, and it was an American flag wall. And so obviously nobody ever seen it, because it not only was Trump.
And the AI is so dumb. If you just say screw Alex Jones, screw Trump, people are doing this now, then they'll share it because their minions are so dumb. You know, look at this filth Trump trying to get blacks jobs. And then they'll go, oh, yeah.
Could we actually sue them in class action for all the lost earnings for people that were posting things, maybe trying to push T-shirt designs that actually were in echo chambers and going nowhere, because I put a lot of effort in. I was posting it daily, like thousands of times, and I'm just like, why is nobody liking this? It's such an epic deal.
Because you were shadow banned.
Exactly. So can we actually get reparations from that? Reparations. Some kind of a...
Well, I'm not joking, and I'm not saying you should do this, but if you said NAMBLA is good as your account, you would be, whatever reason, Google, Facebook, boost anything NAMBLA. And I'm not saying do that, but if you said adults should have sex with two-year-olds or kill babies, they would just maximize you. Now, I'm not joking. If you said, I love Satan, you will have movies made about you, it's crazy.
No doubt. To his question, in fact, there'll be an announcement coming up near July 4th. We're going to have an Independence Day announcement, a new Independence Day of an independent movement to create a new Southern Poverty Law Center that does what the Southern Poverty Law Center claims to do, but to actually support speech, a speech protection law center instead, a real SPLC to counter the SPLC. And the goal will be to create and organize together, put together a team of lawyers that brings class action cases against big tech and big media that is corrupting and corroding our democratic institutions to protect the 2020 election. And we're going to have, and Alex may be one of the lead participants in those class action claims, and we're going to have an announcement coming forth on July 4th that everybody can participate in, that everybody can support, that everybody can join in, and we're going to create a range of class action claims to equalize the playing field and to try to force big tech to be honest and honorable under the law, under the rules of contract, under the rules of equity, under the constitutional restrictions and restraints that apply to a public monopoly that dominates the public marketplace and the public square, and to reinstate free speech like they promised they would, so that the 2020 elections can be honest and honorable and up and above board, so that the people's rights and interests can be protected and their economic interests protected, such as people making T-shirts, people who have monetized their social media for the purposes of other independent purposes, to require that they be reinstated, to require that their rights be protected, that their platform be a civil right that is necessary in this modern age of social media monopolies.
And so many times what I've seen with Trump and other great leaders is when the grassroots takes action, he respects. That's why he reads the mail coming in. He takes random phone calls. He respects that raw intel.
Absolutely.
And so when we take action, when the listeners take action against this, organically, that signals other leaders above us to get involved.
Precisely. It's sort of
so
like
we're sending the orders up. Exactly. People don't get this. We're in command.
Yeah, look at what happened. Once they created a private fund to build the wall, it wasn't like the private fund was going to be able to achieve building the wall, but it sent the message to the president, look how much money was raised to build the wall. And by people who knew that that money likely would never get to get spent on building a wall. They ended up building about a mile or so. They've worked hard on it. I know the people doing it. But
it's stunts that launched this country.
Absolutely. It's what drew it. It drew public attention. The president realized, wow, these people are willing to back their ideas with their actual money and cash. And so and he's a businessman like anyone else. And when he sees that, he says, okay, this is serious. This is significant. I have to pay attention to this. I have to take action on it. I mean, it's one of the reasons why he had great respect for the InfoWars audience. First major presidential candidate to publicly appear, constantly publicly support, say publicly positive things, retweet out the camera.
And by the way, they tried to have nothing against QAnon. It's just a bunch of different people. Some of it real, some of it not. Claim Trump doesn't like me, and then Trump tweets a bunch of our stuff. They don't know what to do. That was Trump literally saying, no, I'm with InfoWars. And that totally has sent the whole system into a hissy fit because Trump knows the powers, the grassroots, the 1776, the real blood of Americana, which we're just one system of. And the fact that after all the demonization, he didn't forsake us. It just sends them into panic mode.
Absolutely. What it was is it was the Trump respects an audience that puts action behind their words. And the InfoWars audience has always done that. So part of the reason to build this public platform is not just to bring the public litigation that needs to be brought, but to bring public attention to the legal issues that need to be brought so the president takes meaningful, real, positive action to protect his own interest in the 2020 election, but to protect all of our free speech and free press rights moving forward.
That's right. The communications of citizens in the modern telecommunications system is essential to a free and open republic. We're going to come back with more calls, and then Dr. Nick Baggage takes over from Alaska with big breaking news. Stay there. Hour number 4 is only 2 minutes away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.